Sheriff Tom Dart took the gang database offline last month because the stigma of it was ruining various opportunities for so many people. Speaking for a coalition of labor and community groups, Olivia Albrecht said the database really needs to be killed outright to prevent the next sheriff from bringing it back.
We want to make sure that this database isn't recommissioned in the future, and we think the county has a really clear opportunity to set a precedent for how the country deals with this.
But 300 other jurisdictions have had access to the gang database, so it's really an open question whether it's really not available. At City Hall, Bill Cameron, WLS, AM 890 News.